eat, let go, grateful, Jesus, giggle. Let's find out what these five words have in common as we take a look back and a look ahead to the summer in this season two finale of the Sacred Playgrounds podcast. Welcome to the Sacred Playgrounds podcast, where we dive into theology, research and insights, and practical wisdom for outdoor ministry leaders today. I'm your host, Jared Rendell, camp enthusiast and part of the Sacred Playgrounds team. This podcast features Dr. Jake Sorensen, a scholar, practitioner, author, founder of Sacred Playgrounds, who's helping camp leaders think more deeply about outdoor ministry and the impact that it's making. Wonder with us what God might have in store for you at your Sacred Playground. Welcome to the playground, everyone. Here we are, the season finale. Welcome to the season finale of season two of the Sacred Playgrounds podcast. We're already here.
I can hardly believe that we're already here, Jared. How are we at the season finale? That means it's May.
Camp's coming.
Camp is coming. Some of you are listening and you're in the middle of camp right now. This is wild.
It is fun. You know, of course we do. You know, at New Year's, we have all these milestones where we look back. This is, you know, this is one for us too, just with this, you know, some of the seasonality of camp where, while camp doesn't stop, that's a myth. We've talked about that before, that there is an off season. There's not an off season. There's a bit of a change here, right? And, you know, in how it works, where we do a lot of this planning. And of course there's lots going on throughout, but we really execute a lot of our main stuff here in these next few months. So it's a good milestone to look back and look ahead. And that's kind of what we're doing. We're going to take a little bit of a look back into kind of this year, talk about what we learned, you know, share some things in sort of a season in review. And then we're going to look ahead too and share five things that we're going to encourage you to not forget in the summer ahead. That's our plan.
Awesome. Let's do it.
Let's do it. So we wanted to start with sort of a season in review because it was fun for us to look back. So we thought we'd share some things. And this season had 18 episodes. This is our 18th episode right now, which is a lot. It's a lot.
That does seem like a lot. It's a lot of work, man. I mean, it's mostly you because all I do is sit here and talk and sometimes talk too much and make the episodes way too long. But you do all the work behind the scenes. And so thanks, Jared, for all the work that you do with getting these things ready to go, producing them and getting them posted.
I remember, you know, a couple of years ago when we were, because part of why we do this, right, here's your closed circuit, everybody. Part of why we do this at all, you know, Jake and I had this conversation and Sacred Playgrounds was learning so much, and that hasn't stopped us for sure. We keep learning so much, right? And sometimes that applies to a particular camp that we're doing research for, or it's one of these other projects, whatever it is. We have never, from the beginning, we have never lacked for stories to share, content to share, things to talk about. And so the question was, how do we do that best? And of course, you know, social media and articles and things like that, and all that was good. But so much of this is conversational and storytelling. And when we can take things that we learned, whether it's a geeky statistic or whatever it might be, and apply that, and that happens so well conversationally. So this has been fun. Yeah.
Totally agree. It's a great way to share things. And what's so fun about it is hearing people that listen and say, hey, I appreciate what you're doing and there's a lot of wisdom here, or it's been helpful to me in this way. And, you know, so like it's a lot of work, but it's also when we get that sort of feedback, it's like, oh yeah, let's keep doing this because this is so much fun. So while it might be the season finale for season two, there will be a season three.
Spoiler. There will be a season three. Yeah, we're planning on keeping this going. So we'll tell you more about that in the end, kind of what to expect there. But there will be a season three that'll launch in September. So the podcast continues. All right, this season two. So it had 18 episodes. Let us tell you some more things about it. The longest, this was fun to see. Our longest episode was our episode on staff training that just happened, you know, kind of a couple of weeks ago. We did that deep dive, and that deep dive apparently meant deep and long. So so we did
that. Doesn't surprise me. Mm-mm. Yeah. I could have talked for 2 hours or 5 hours on that. So, yeah.
Staff training is a thing that we love, right? That's why we, you know, sort of built out this whole set of stuff. So that was our longest episode. Our shortest episode was the one called The Best Gift That You Can Give Them, talking about, talking to parents and talking about communication with parents, that the best thing you can give them is that kind of communication piece. So that was our shortest episode. Not lacking in importance. as we look at the summer ahead, right, that's a thing to make sure we continue to communicate well with them. We learn how much they continue to want, and that isn't stopped in the summer ahead, you know, wanting those stories and pictures and communication back to them. More than half our episodes had more than 100 downloads. You know, wow. So people are listening, and we know a little bit about, we see some of the stats, but, you know, we see some of the breadth of where those things go, of where people are listening from. And we know that it is across different sort of kinds of camps and across the world, even where not everyone is, you know, just in a little United States bubble or something like that. We've got people listening from all over, and it's spreading. So that's fun.
Awesome. I want to say thank you to everybody who's been listening and listening regularly and even tuning in from time to time. That's awesome to see.
Our most listened to episode was the one on staff recruiting, where we took that time, and not surprising again, where, you know, we took time to talk about that. We kind of we shared some of that, and we did a webinar around that too. So that was obviously an important topic to talk about. That was the most downloaded one.
That's not surprising at all. I mean, here we are in May, and a lot of people are still recruiting, and so it doesn't surprise me. It's still a hard recruiting environment, but it's great to hear the different ways that people are finding creative solutions and getting their staff hired, and that they're moving forward the summer. So I am so excited about the coming summer.
Amen. We're getting there. Did you have a favorite this season?
Oh, did I have a favorite? Oh, you know, it's always been fun, you know, doing the data ones and things like that. And I loved the guest episodes. Those were fun. Even though I didn't always have a direct role in those, I loved hearing from the guests. Mm-hmm. But my personal favorite was the one on the Holy Land, because it was just fun to reflect on that experience. But it was also fun because Anna and I did that one together. And so that's always a joy for me to share things with her, including the microphone, and to talk about that trip that we had together and share some of the things that we learned. So that was a moving one for me. How about you? Yeah. Did you have a favorite?
You alluded to mine, because I had a favorite bucket of episodes, and you alluded to the guest episodes. Those are so fun.
Yes.
And some of those were like Anna had kind of had a chance to sit down with someone, and we, you know, we talked a little bit. I loved the one where I got to sit down with Kevin and hear with Kevin Saxton and from Judson and hear. Love hearing when the stuff that we're doing matters and it actually makes a difference. And that was an example of how we went from insights to impact, and it did. And so sitting down with him, Kevin was kind of funny. We said this, like, you had gotten to know Kevin before and you know, worked with him a handful. And then when we were out at the 3CA conference was the first time I actually got to meet him. And so then we sat down and talked for way, way too long, and I had to cut that episode way down because we could have talked forever. So that was one of my favorites. But I'm with you. I love, you know, hearing the guests. We can spoil that again. Like, we're planning on having some next season. We'll have some special guests on again.
For sure. You know, like, there's so many times when I've been kind of at the edge of like, do I want to keep doing this Sacred Playgrounds thing? Like, there's so many other things that I could be doing. I want to do some teaching, or I want to, you know, be at a camp again and be in the action. And, you know, what am I doing this for? And so to hear some of those stories, to see that people are listening to the podcast, to get the engagement in the research, to hear that the research is actually making a difference on the ground at specific camps for specific kids, for specific staff members, for specific ministries, it's helping raise money, things like that. Those are the things that really keep this ministry going. So keep those stories coming, because it keeps us going. Right. I really appreciate that.
Truth. All right. So by way of kind of season interview, here's the last thing. And this is hard. This is a hard question. So I'm going to say mine. Ooh, and you can think about it.
Oh, boy.
If you could put into words, I'll say mine. If you could put into words, if there is a thing that you learned this season, as you know, as we've done this in this last, you know, year or so, if there's a thing that you learned, I learned this. Here's mine. This season, you know, through our conversations and all of the work and the stories around it, I learned that camp is amazing at its core. The foundational thing, the foundational experiences that make camp camp, over and over again, we ended up coming to that. Like, oh, you just get to be who you are, and that's such good news. You just get to lean into your identity as an outdoor ministry. And so at its core, camp is amazing. And that's such good news for us as leaders and such good news for those campers and their families and all of these audiences that we connect with. Camp at its core is amazing. It's something that parents want. It's something that campers want and have positive experiences. And so we just get to lean in who we are. We've said that a few times, but that is the thing that has laid foundation for what I learned this season.
You know, I think this is, it's a very hard one, right? So there's so many things that I learned going through the research and things like that and new insights and things like that. But I think that what I can say from this season, I already alluded to it, just that this work matters, and there is a strong interest and a growing interest in seeing best practices and research and evaluation happening at our camps around the country. People want to do better. They want to hear how they can do better. They want to engage one another. And so that hunger for what we are doing is really my big learning. And so I appreciate that, and I'll just leave it at that.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. All right, everybody. So we're going to make our shift now. We're going to turn our focus to what's ahead. We've been looking at what's back. So everybody together, maybe physically, we're going to turn and we're going to look ahead now. And we're going to talk about the summer ahead. So this is sort of your launch. This is our encouraging launch into the summer that's coming up. So here's how we're going to frame this up. We're gonna fill in this sentence, right? We're gonna say, in the summer ahead, don't forget, and then we're gonna fill in the blank. And we got five things that we're gonna use to fill in the blank there. So we've got five things to share, five things to not forget this summer. And maybe you're coming up to it because you're listening kind of right away, or maybe you're in the midst of it already, and it's something that you can go, oh yeah, I need to make sure, and I need to put this into my kind of routine, or at least keep this in my head this week. Whatever it might be. So we're going to say, don't forget, and we're going to kind of fill in the blank there. We've got five.
I love the framing. I love this idea because we always forget things when we're in the midst of the craziness of camp. You said there's no off season, but there is a really busy season, and it's summer camp. And so it's easy to forget some of these things. And so I love the framing. And so you came up with the frame, Jared. So what's the first one? Don't forget.
Number one, leaders, don't forget to eat. Don't forget to eat.
Sorry, I'm laughing because I've literally forgotten to eat at camp. It's that's a real thing. So that's a funny way to frame this one. So I've got in my head what you mean. You tell me what you mean. Don't forget to eat.
I can't remember if I shared this before. I learned to eat really, really fast at camp. And I had to make an intentional change when I got married, right? Because in program leadership, let's take a lunch, right? You dismiss all the tables, you do some announcements or something, you dismiss all the tables, and then you get everyone going, but you also have to set up for the next activity. So I learned to eat so fast, if at all, to our point here, if at all. I had to I'm having dinner with my new wife, and she's like, where'd your food go? Because I learned so fast. I didn't even know it. Or we forgot, or we didn't get to it. Yeah. Right? So what we mean is the base of what we mean when we say don't forget to eat is don't forget to take care of yourself in all these ways, physically, absolutely included. You talked a lot about how exhausted your staff will be, and we know all of that. You too. You're going to be exhausted too. You're running hard too. And taking care of yourself has to be part of what you do here, right? For the sake of, yes, you, but for the sake of them as well. You got to take care of yourself.
So important. I mean, take time off. Don't forget to do that. Mm-hmm. Don't forget to take care of your own mental health. We've talked about this mental health crisis that's going on with our staff, with our campers. That also applies to us as leaders. And so we need to make sure that we are well and healthy and are taking care of our own health so that we can care for others. It's that, you hear it all the time with the airline industry, don't forget to put your breathing mask on first. This is one of those things. Mm-hmm. So yes, don't forget to eat. Don't forget to take your days off and take your evenings off because you're going to need that energy later. And the camp is so demanding and the other people are so demanding of you, your time, your energy. So do not forget to recharge and take care of yourself and let other people take care of you. Because your staff want to care for you and let them do that for you. You don't always have to be the hero. so many of us in ministry have the what's called the Messiah complex, right?
Right.
We want to be the one to help. We want to be sacrifice. The one to serve, to sacrifice. Exactly. Let people be that minister to you as well. So awesome. Don't forget to eat. Okay.
Don't forget to eat. So that's one. Don't forget to eat. Tell us number two.
Number two, don't forget to let go. And so, you know, you might have the Let It Go song. Your song is in your head, of course. Sure. Yep. And what I mean by don't forget to let go is you have so many other people around you that are there to help you and are there to take over some of these tasks. We're spending days and weeks during staff training to prepare the staff for their role this summer. You have other support staff. You have maintenance staff. You have all these people surrounding you. Trust them. Let go of some of these things. It's not like you're the only one that can do these things. And that, again, that goes back to what we just talked about with the Messiah complex and things like that. Right. There are other people who can do these tasks as well. And some of them can do them better than you. And what we're trying to do at camp, one of the main things that we're doing is empowering others and giving agency to our other staff members. And so giving them agency will help them feel like they're important, that they matter, and that they want to stay. That will help you as well, because they won't be leaving in the middle of the summer. They won't be feeling diminished or talked down to by you. Empower them, trust them, and trust the training that you give them. And so don't be afraid to let it go. I want to say that again with the time off, because this connects with number one, right? It connects with self-care. You are able to take time off because you have these other folks helping you out. Trust that they're going to be okay and be all right. Not being present for that one campfire or that one morning thing. Take the time off that you need to take care of yourself and know that these other folks got it because you trained them and they're great people and you trust them. So don't forget to let go.
What's interesting about both of these first two is that the outcomes are better when we do that. And again, you know, like you talked about, it feels like we're supposed to sacrifice and we're supposed to, because that's the only way it actually happens, or the only way it's going to really get done, or the only way it's going to get done best is if either I do it or no, the outcomes are better. Yeah, sometimes some things might not get done or might not get done the way that you want it done, but the outcomes are better, right? Overall, long run, collectively, the outcomes are better with these things when we do it like that.
Yep. Yeah. Let them lead. Let them serve. Let them use their voices. Let them come up with the creative new ideas. Don't stifle that. So let it go.
Don't forget.
All right.
We got to move on or the song's going to stay in my head. I got to get a different one in.
We do not want Jared singing the entire song. So what's number three, Jared?
I'll do it. Number three is this. Don't forget to grateful.
I'm sorry. Did you just make grateful a verb?
Yeah. That doesn't work.
No, I did. Oh, man. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be the grammar police, but like, don't forget to grateful.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt here.
I appreciate that.
What do you mean? What do you mean? Don't forget to grateful.
It is a couple of things. One, it's posture for us as we move through this summer. A posture of gratitude for us as leaders will be so part of that empowerment that we already talked about, and we'll help them know, hey, you're doing a good job. And whatever audience we're talking about, right? Because the thing with this is that we've all these audiences that need to hear thank you, that should hear thank you, that deserve to hear thank you. And that applies across of our, you know, these audiences, like our staff, of course, right? Of course, our staff, we've talked about that, saying thank you, giving them the agency, the empowerment. And then closing that loop means a genuine thank you, a genuine specific thank you. Of course, that's important for staff. It applies to these other audiences too, though, right? Parents should hear thank you from you as a leader for sending their kids to camp.
Mm-hmm.
Campers should hear thank you from you and their counselor for coming to camp. They made that choice. They did it, right? They invested in multiple ways in, you know, coming and taking time and taking dollars and all of that to come. They should hear thank you for that investment in themselves, their own spiritual lives, and especially for those parents. They should hear that thank you. Are especially on the way into camp and especially the way out of camp should be absolutely dripping in thank you, in gratitude. Your partners, and I mean people like pastors and donors and volunteers, need that thank you right now too. And part of how you do that thank you is you share the stories of the work that they supported, right? the pastors got their parents to come, you know, to sign their kids up for camp. The donors gave money for this. This is right. what they were giving for, so that right. this could happen. And so to say thank you and to share those stories is a way that we grateful, the verb grateful, that we.
I love that. So look at what your dollars are doing. Look at what your support, your volunteer hours, all of the things that you have given to camp. Look at what it's doing right now. It is bearing fruit at this moment. And here are some pictures. Here are some stories that are happening right now at camp because of you and your ministry. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
That's such a powerful phrase.
Mm. Yep.
Right there. That look at what your gift of whatever kind did. That is such a powerful phrase.
And is doing, not just did. It's not past tense. It's happening. It's progressive.
Right.
So I love this. So I really like this one, Jared, because as I've said in the past, this is something that I have struggled with as a leader, because I appreciate people, but I'm not always the first one to say it out loud. And I need to remind myself constantly to say it when I see something that's great or when I see something that I appreciate. And it's sort of that old, you know, thing that mom made me do with when people would give a gift or something, mm-hmm. sit down and write the thank you notes, because that practice is really important to show a spirit of gratitude to all those that support you, to all those that support the ministry. And so I love this one, and I encourage people to live into it. Some of you have the gift of gratefulness and some of you don't. Some of mm-hmm. you struggle like me. And if you do, really go out of your way to find things to be appreciative mm-hmm. of, and to show your appreciation and to tell people thank you, because that can be so meaningful.
What's number four, Jake?
Number four. Okay. So since you can change things into anything into a verb,
sure
I'm going to say, don't forget to Jesus.
You changed a person into a verb. Love it.
Okay. All right. Don't.
Clearly am not too worried about grammar up in here.
Okay, maybe so, don't forget Jesus.
Don't forget Jesus. Sure.
Don't forget faith. Don't forget prayer. Don't forget your personal spirituality. And so I changed it into a verb simply because I want you to practice. I want you to do. And these are things that get forgotten, or you say, oh, I'll do it later, because mm-hmm. you're so busy with other things. And you say, oh, I'm a spiritual person. I still believe in Jesus, all these things. You need to take care of your own spirituality and your own spiritual health. You can say that you believe, you can say that you trust, all those things, and you need to spend time with Jesus. You need to spend time in personal prayer, in scripture reading, in devotion time, in meditation, you know, all these ways that we connect to God. It's a great thing to help others connect to God. But how much are you connecting? How much are you plugging in? We can get so busy and so caught up in the other tasks that we forget about these things. And so that's my encouragement. Mm-hmm. Don't forget to Jesus. Don't forget about Jesus. Don't forget to pray. Don't forget to read scripture. Don't forget these important spiritual practices, because they do start with you. And people will know if you have been lax in your own practices. And as you encourage staff members, as you encourage campers to pray, to worship, it really needs to be coming from a heart of spiritual practice yourself.
Yeah, because it shows. We talked, I think it even came up in the last episode, where we were talking about kind of this hand in to, you know, to camp staff. This idea, and it's a super common churchy kind of illustration analogy, this idea of like our cup, you know, that we got to get our cup filled so that, because our cup's going to pour out. But I wonder if this is a little broken, because we assume that it is, the only way to do this is a cycle of full, then empty, then full, then empty, then. And I don't know that it has to be like that, right? Because think about, cup gets filled up, right? And yeah, we're going to pour out. It's our job to pour out. We're super passionate about pouring out. But if we've got a cup and it is both emptying, it's both pouring out and getting filled at the same time, it stays full, right? I mean, you got that cup, like you overfill something in the sink and it is spilling over, which is absolutely what we want. But the only way that keeps spilling over, like we're going to need to do by the time we get to August or September or whenever camp ends for us, is if we get out of this cycle a little bit and we are consistently remembering that cup can just keep getting filled. There could be a source filling that cup. And yeah, it's going to spill out, but it's not just a cycle of empty and full.
And the source is Jesus. And so I like this. I like this restructuring and rethinking of how we envision this empty and full, and I empty my tank and then I have to go fill my tank. That's right. Not exactly how it works. This, because our source is Jesus. And this is a loaves and fishes thing that we're talking about here. You remember the loaves and fishes story? Sure. Where there were 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish.
Right.
And it was in the sharing that it was multiplied. Mm-hmm. And they didn't know that it was being multiplied until they gathered the leftover pieces and there were 12 baskets full of leftovers. They ended up with more than they started with, and they started by giving it away because Jesus was the source. Jesus was there, and they were connected right there, right then, to their faith in Jesus as a concrete person. And that's what we do at camp. Connect with Jesus as a concrete reality, a concrete lived experience in mm-hmm. the community of the church. And so plug into Jesus. Don't forget that. Don't neglect that. Don't doubt that Jesus is there with you, feeding you, and feeding others through you.
Amen.
Okay, that was 4.
That was 4.
You said there were 5, okay? So I'm ready for number 5, Jared.
Number 5 is, this one's a real actual verb now.
Okay.
Number five is don't forget to giggle. Like that. Yes, good job. You did
Sorry.
It.
That's one good of those job. Words. You know, like there's certain words that just they
make you do
are visceral.
What it
they make
like.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah. They or do. They're just silly. They're silly sounding words. And so giggle is one of those for me. So thank you for that.
Don't forget to giggle.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I like that. Unpack that for me.
The smile on your face is so powerful. Again, for whatever the audience is, right? You get a chance to, especially if you're a leader, like an executive leader, or maybe even a program director, or you know, another leader like that, where you're not necessarily face-to-face with campers, smile your face off every time that you get a chance to interact with a camper, or especially a parent. They will feel such confidence in your joy. And of course, it's also good for you. There's lots of stats about laughter, right? About how much laughter does for us and for our mental health, and how good it is for our own soul, and how good it is for others around us. This is, your job is so cool. What you get to do at the end of the day is so cool. And it is worth enjoying. It's worth enjoying for you as a person, and your joy will be contagious, right? Enjoy and giggle and laugh. This is an amazing, amazing work that you get to do. And sometimes it's just when we get bogged down, it's perspective that we need there. And a little laughter will go a long way. So don't forget to giggle. Don't forget to enjoy this work that you get to do, because it's really amazing.
Such a privilege to work at camp. It's such a privilege to work with these amazing people, to see the growth. And even when it's hard, there's this deep-seated joy that bubbles up. And so I totally agree with this. Enjoy it. Enjoy the ride. Enjoy the ministry. And don't forget to laugh. And because some of these things are actually really, really fun. And so, you know, the one main thing that parents are looking for when they pick their kids up from camp, one, that they're in one piece, and two, that they're smiling.
They're smiling.
Right?
Right.
We've seen this in the research. Whenever we do the word clouds and we say, describe camp in 2 or 3 words, the top word at every camp that we mm-hmm. look at is what?
Fun.
It's fun. Fun is the number one word every time. Camp is supposed to be fun. And you know, sometimes you get directors saying, oh, fun is number one.
Right.
And why are we disappointed with that?
That's a good thing.
Like, we should be so excited about that. Like, yes, camp is fun and it's supposed to be fun. And the kids are there to have fun. Yes, they're there to do all these other things. We want them to grow in their social skills. We want them to learn more about Jesus and grow in their faith. And we want them to grow in their self-confidence and their leadership abilities. We want all of those things. And if camp is not fun, then none of those other things are likely to happen. Mm-hmm. Because that's one of the main things that people are after. And it's a goal in and of itself to let these kids have fun. That's an okay thing. So give the kids permission to have fun. Give your staff permission to have fun. And give yourself permission to have fun. Enjoy the ride, because it is such a privilege and such a joy. And I hope you just have the best summer ever.
Amen. All right. So we had, by way of quick recap, Jake.
Okay.
All right, we had don't forget to eat, number one. Number two, don't forget to let go. Number three, don't forget to grateful. Number four, don't forget Jesus. And number five, don't forget to giggle.
Awesome.
These are our don't forgets for you this summer, listeners.
Remind yourself again and again throughout this summer when things are hard, when you need a pick-me-up, remember these five things.
Here's our last two things here. We are going to talk about season three. We're going to give you just a little bit of a preview of kind of what to expect. And then we're going to quickly pray for you. And then we are going to close our season. So season three is in the works already. We're already thinking about it and so excited already for that season ahead. So it will launch in September. We don't know the certain day yet, but season three will launch in September. We'll get together and we'll do kind of a, you know, a summer in review and things like that. And what we learned was a good way to kick off those first episodes or two. We're planning some new kind of mini segments for this next season. Like we are looking at something kind of like a stat of the week one that will probably accompany with like a shareable download with it. And we are going to try to still pull some crazy camp stories together from, you know, from our community. And then we'll plan on some special guests again as well, because those are some fun episodes too, where we got to either hear some stories or hear about, you know, some of the work we did together or whatever it is. So some new segments, some special guests, those are all things you can expect on season three. Our kind of plan of podcast coming out every couple of weeks is, you know, is similar. We think that it seems like that time works pretty well for folks, where for a couple of weeks they can, you know, sit back and listen for a while and wonder about application in your own context. So that's the plan. We can, by the way, in case you missed this, there's a way to support this podcast, and we'll share that in a minute, kind of as it closes, exactly where you can go. But I'm going to build some supporters there over that next season, or that can start now, that can start this summer. So we'll share that link and things in a second here. So that's a plan for next season. Season three is coming. We'll kind of take this summer break. You are focused and doing amazing work this summer, and then we'll be back in early September for season three. Like we said, we are encouraged by you and want to encourage you. We're going to take just a moment to pray for you right here, right now. So I'm going to start that. Jake's going to close that, and we'll sign off for the season. So from wherever you are, wherever you're listening, let us pray. Jesus, you have blessed us with amazing work to do, called us to amazing work. May we not forget that truth, that reality, that you called us to these places just for this time on purpose for the campers that are coming and their families and the communities that will be impacted by the work that we do. It is holy, holy ground. And you brought us there on purpose. So may we remember that ourselves. May our staff members remember that. May our communities remember that you are in our midst, and what you have for all of us is good news and good work to do.
Lord, we thank you for all the campers and all the staff who are ministering beside one another and beside us this summer. We pray that your blessings be upon them, that you keep them safe, help them grow in you, and grow in their self-understanding, and grow in relationship to one another. We are so grateful for this ministry, Lord, and we ask that you bless us, bless each of our ministries, and bless us as a community as we reach out and support one another. Lord, we know that you are in control. We offer this summer up to you. We offer ourselves in your service. Thank you, Lord. Help us to enjoy the ride. In Jesus' holy and precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Listeners, thank you. We love doing this kind of for you / with you is almost what it feels like sometimes, but this is joy for us. We are grateful for you, and really we'll continue to pray like we did that you have an amazing summer, that the ministry head is blessed and is fulfilling to you, and of course those campers that you are about to encounter. So well done in all your work, faithful servants. We are grateful for you. We'll see you next time, next season, on the Sacred Playgrounds podcast. Thanks for listening to the Sacred Playgrounds podcast. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/sacredplaygrounds or at Sacred Playgrounds on Instagram. Be sure to hit the follow or subscribe button wherever you're getting this podcast. And if you like this content and it's helpful, you can support the podcast by clicking that support button. Our theme music was written and performed by Taylor Wilson. You can find all his original songs wherever you get your music. Learn more about what we're up to and connect with the team at sacredplaygrounds.com.